News from Woolworths. Officers assaulted in Aylesbury eviction. 6 arrests were made amid violent scenes as squatters were evicted from a block of flats at the Aylesbury estate in Woolworths late on Tuesday evening. The protesters were arrested for assaulting police officers and causing criminal damage, according to a police spokesperson. There was a large police presence, including borough officers and the territorial support group. Many housing campaigners, who were not directly involved in the occupation, arrived as a show of support and chanted slogans such as "Repopulate the Aylesbury Estate." After the eviction, protesters began occupying a different block, which doesn't fall under Southwark Council's interim possession order that was granted on Monday morning. A tweet from the group said, "The new block is strong. Thanks for all who come down. Couldn't have held it without you. Solidarity." A police spokesperson said, "A number of people voluntarily left the premises. Some did not. 6 people were arrested for a variety of criminal offences. All 6 remain in custody at South London police stations." A housing campaign group stated that despite the eviction, the movement would continue. Tanya Murat, head of Southwark Defend Council Housing, said, "The campaign isn't over. It's never going to be the case that one occupation changes everything. But what this has done is raise awareness and made people realise that they can resist and fight back." The squatters have been occupying the Aylesbury since January the 31st. In protest at the estate's planned demolition. Councillor Mark Williams, Cabinet Member for Regeneration, Planning and Transport, said, "These squatters do not represent the residents of Aylesbury and are risking the delivery of the very homes they claim to be campaigning for the people they claim to be campaigning for." Officers remain at the scene.